The Israeli Knesset, or parliament, recently passed a controversial law that criminalizes support for the Palestinian-initiated and led Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, or BDS, movement. The law, approved on July 11th, states that individuals or organizations advocating a boycott may be sued for compensation by any individual or institution claiming damage as a result. Evidence of actual damage will not be required. The measure also bars the government from doing business with companies that comply with boycotts. The call to resist Israeli occupation by nonviolent means through economic pressure was declared in 2005 and has been gaining momentum around the world. The BDS campaign takes its inspiration from the struggle of South Africans against apartheid, with the goal of persuading the Israeli government to comply with international law and universal principles of human rights. Israeli groups such as the Coalition of Women for Peace and Boycott From Within, which are the targets of the new law, say that the threat of lawsuits will not deter them from promoting BDS inside Israel. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhu spoke with Ofer Nyman, a leader of the group Boycott From Within. He explains that opposition to the bill, now being challenged in court, came from both the left and right, and perhaps will have the opposite effect of what the Israeli government intended.
The law has already gone into effect. So far, as far as I know, there have been no lawsuits filed. It feels as if most of the people who support this law are now somewhat on the defensive. I don't know if this means that the law will be repealed.
So opponents of this law say it's an attack on freedom of speech.
And also people saying, and I think they are correct in saying that the law will actually boost the BDS campaign and damage official Israel.
Ofer Nyman, explain how this sentiment against what Israel is doing is expressed within Israel. And the other part of the question is, what connection do you have with Palestinians running the BDS campaign in the West Bank and also international supporters?
I think that more and more Israelis are becoming familiar with the term. One example would be Ehud Barak, the Minister of Defense. He recently gave an interview, and he spoke about BDS, using explicitly this term, as a threat to Israel. Of course, he's one of those stubborn people who will do nothing to change Israeli policies unless he's really pressed hard against the wall. But he did mention BDS as a warning to the Israeli public at large. I think that most Israelis may still be unaware of the explicit term BDS. Again, one of the reasons is that the discourse in Israel has more to do with boycotting the settlement products. That's a different campaign. It's a very partial campaign, somewhat inadequate in my view. So most of the debating is around boycotting settlement product. Our group, which is called, the unofficial name is Boycott From Within. It's an Israeli support group for the Palestinian BDS call from 2005. And we try to spread that message. Of course, there's a strong connection between people in the group and the nonviolent Palestinian campaign against the wall.
So what are the consequences for those Israelis like yourself who continue to call for a boycott of Israel from within? Do you face arrest?
No, we don't face arrest. I mean, we may be arrested if we can't pay the fines eventually, if too many people sue us. But we're not getting arrested because it's only a tort. It's not a criminal offense. Too many people in Israel who are opposing the bill are speaking of Israel as a democracy and saying that democracy may be lost here. And I don't subscribe to this view. I think that if you look at it well, Israel is not really a democracy. Israel is closer to being an apartheid state if you consider the occupation. And it's an Israelocentric discourse that if they come for us, even if it's in a very minor way considering what Israel is doing to the Palestinians, then democracy is lost. I mean, democracy has been lost, if there was ever a significant form of democracy here, long ago. So, I mean, people in my group are trying to emphasize that it shouldn't be so much about us as privileged Israelis. It should be more, I mean, the discussion should be more about the Palestinians, about the occupation. And I don't think that Israel will become a totalitarian regime for people like me. One of the main reasons is that Jewish communities abroad are becoming concerned about it. It's bad for their business. It's bad for Israel advocacy. If Israel oppresses privileged Jewish citizens. That's why we've seen people like Eric Yoffe and Abe Foxman, prominent figures in the U.S. Jewish establishment, we've seen them speaking out, condemning this boycott law.
Israel's taken extreme steps this summer to keep international supporters of the Palestinian cause out of the region, like pressuring Greece to prevent the Gaza Freedom Flotilla from sailing and pressuring airlines to prevent activists from flying to Tel Aviv and then going on to the West Bank. Do you think Israelis are feeling more isolated or maybe up against the wall than they have for the past several decades?
Well, many Israelis do speak of being feeling somewhat isolated and the world doesn't understand us. But still, I think that now with a campaign which is inherently nonviolent, that many Israelis have to think well beyond that. You know, the average Israeli can speak as much as he or she wants about singling out and global isolation, but it's a very unique campaign, and I think that many Israelis are confused about it, and this confusion is good. We can do something with it, something constructive.
That was Ofer Naiman of the Israeli group Boycott From Within. For more information about the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions campaign, visit our website at btlonline.org.